All right. Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube. In this show, we talk about what's happening in the markets and how we're trading them. Today is Friday, July 28th. The Dow snaps its best win streak since the 80s. Stocks try to finish the week positive in spite of yesterday's losses. Key inflation data comes out this morning. More oil and gas earnings, plus Intel, Roku, and Ford on the move after earnings. And we'll also take a look at our CSIQ trade. Is it in trouble? Should we be worried? As you could see, there's a lot to talk about, so let's go ahead and get started. Now, if this is your first time here, my name is Mark Hodge. I'm head coach at Rockwell Trading, and we can call the show today Coffee with Mark. Yesterday it was Whiskey with Mark. Just kidding. I don't drink whiskey that early in the morning. But either way, I'm running the show solo for the next couple of weeks. And I promise you that we are in good hands, and so are you. You can say we have a ton of trading experience here at Rockwell Trading. Decades, actually. And we know our stuff. We're not afraid to tell it like it is. And if you're looking for some honest insight into the world of trading, then you are at the right place. Now, before we dive in, show you our open trades, what's going on. Let's take a look at what's happening in the markets. And I have the S&P 500 up. Here we see a daily chart. Yesterday, starting strong after the Fed raised rates at the highest level that we've seen in 22 years. Traders seemed to shrug that off and things were looking pretty good, but we did get a bit of a reversal. Part of that could be a little bit of profit taking. There was also some worry about what the Bank of Japan might do and if foreign investments might come out of the U.S. market. But regardless of what the driver was, whether it was profit taking, just a bit of a drop with the runaway that we've had or other factors, we see that there was a sell-off in the afternoon. We went negative, and the Dow and this impressive win streak comes to an end. The Dow 13 days straight positive. The win streak ends at 13. That is the longest win streak that we've had since 1987. Just needed one more day to tie the longest win streak on record, as we mentioned, going back to 1897, I think it was. But the win streak is over. So the Dow losing 237 points yesterday, bouncing back a little bit today, up 214 points right now, getting back to where we wrapped up on Wednesday. But the win streak is over for the Dow. Right now, the NASDAQ leading the way here, also ending the day lower yesterday, but positive. And we see here that with today's gains, we're looking to finish the week positive. The NASDAQ right now on a weekly basis up 1.8%. The Dow on a weekly basis up, 0.8%. And the S&P with today's 1% gain that we have so far, up 1%. So even though we had a losing day yesterday, starting to snap back here, and it looks like we're going to finish the week positive. Now, I did see an interesting stat here. So the S&P has been quiet. We know this. We talked about the VIX, also known as the fear index. The VIX tracks S&P 500 option premium, essentially going out 30 days. And so when there's greater premium, higher premium in those options, traders expect more volatility and more price fluctuation. Well, the VIX has been near historic lows right now at 1362. And this should come as no surprise, but it's interesting to put it into numbers. The S&P has posted 18 consecutive days with a move of less than 1%. And this is the longest streak with such low volatility and small daily price moves since the end of 2021. So if it feels like the market isn't moving a whole lot, there isn't a whole lot of volatility, the VIX tells you that, but that stat does as well. And as I've mentioned, I believe that we're due for a little bit of a pullback in profit taking. I think that this is healthy in this type of market. Yesterday, it looked like that was maybe the start of something. And then today, we just bounce right back. I drew these trend lines here. Short term, it looks like we kind of got with the trend line moving close to that level with the pullback yesterday and then bouncing right back. But a more stable, conservative trend line, you know, maybe we need to get back down to 4,400. 4,500, I think, is totally reasonable. Right now, we're at 4,580. A pullback to 4,500 would be no big deal. A 4,400 pullback might have some traders a little bit scared. But big picture, this wouldn't be a big deal at all. The 200-day moving average is just below 4,100. We can change this to a 50-day moving average just to see where we are at there. And with a 50-day moving average, the S&P, that gets us to 4,371. So 4,400, I'd love a pullback there just because that extra volatility would generate more option premium. As an option seller, that's something that I love. And it would also give us an opportunity to get into some trades or sell puts at some support levels that are nice. But right now, we're kind of in these areas where if there is a drop, there's a decent ways down before reaching support. So that's what I'd like. We'll see what happens. Today, though, not the case. Everything's up and the markets are looking pretty good. And there was some data this morning that supports this move. Let's go ahead and look at the economic calendar and PowerX Optimizer. We see that core PCE price index, this came out at 0.2%. Now, this was lower than the previous reading of 0.3%. So what does this mean? So it came in line with expectations, but year over year, the core PCE number is 4.1% versus the 4.2% that was expected. So a tick lower than expected year over year, but for the previous month, it's at 0.2%. And all this really means is that the trajectory is lower. So here we have this website, tradingeconomics.com, and we see the core PCE number, how it spiked in 2022, pulled back a little bit, and then came right back in January at the beginning of the year. And since then, the trend has been lower, right? So it fell in February and March, a little bit of a pop in April, and then down in May and now June. So it does look like the core PCE number is what the Fed wants, right? That the trend is lower, and that's the Fed's goal with their Fed policy and decisions to raise rates and keep rates elevated to help combat inflation in what appears to be a strong economy with advanced GDP increasing 2.4%. That was the positive news yesterday. So the core PCE number looking good. No complaints there, I'm sure, from Fed members with the trajectory being lower and not getting out of control, at least so far. And traders seem to like that information and the markets are higher. Now, let's look at the heat map and see what's going on. And we see that overall, there's a lot of green with this rally. No surprise with the markets up 1%. Microsoft, some of these biggies really bouncing back here. Microsoft up 1.8%, Apple up 1.4%, Nvidia up 1.7%, Google up 3%, Meta up 4%, Amazon up over 3%, Tesla up just shy of 3%. So the big names, big market cap players are benefiting from this rally. And there's a lot of green, a little bit of red mixed in between. So there are a couple of stocks that got hit. Oil and gas, Exxon and Chevron, the two biggest oil and gas players, taking a bit of a hit today. We could take a look at ExxonMobil. So ExxonMobil, XOM, the ticker, down 2.25%, got down to 102.32. Right now it's trading above 103. This is one that I was kind of keeping an eye on and seeing just how it's moving and where things might end up. But if we look at earnings here, the earnings per share estimate was a miss, but revenue $1.111 billion. So revenue came in better than expected. So you know, mixed earnings, right? And the combined earnings, though, between Exxon and Chevron, let's look at CVX, they brought in a combined $14 billion in the second quarter. Chevron not down as much, down 1% right now, trading at 158.17. So Chevron actually earnings beat and revenue beat, where Exxon was a little bit mixed. But hey, the profit fell from levels that they had a year ago, but still bringing in a ton of money. And down a little bit. ExxonMobil a little more sideways and down a little bit more. This might be something to keep an eye on. 103.07. I'm gonna watch that. So Intel also reporting earnings. INTC is a ticker. They jumped. And let's see where they're trading now. Okay, so they open higher and then pull back a little bit. It looked like they were going to fill that gap, but Intel up over 6% right now. They posted better than expected earnings. So if we look here, better than expected earnings per share, also better than expected revenue. And this is a return to profitability after two consecutive losing periods. So a nice move from Intel. Roku, look at Roku go. R-O-K-U is the ticker, just like the company name. Big, big day for Roku, up 25%. Now, big picture, Roku just hammered from levels that we saw in 2021 when this thing had this just crazy post-pandemic move, just absolutely nuts. What goes up so fast comes down even faster. And we see that Roku establishing a little bit of a bottom here in 2022, going a little sideways for the year, but breaking up to year highs and getting back to levels we haven't seen since August. Huge day for Roku. Maybe that helps any traders that have been in this for a while. If you got into this recently, hey, it's working out great for you. Let's also take a look at Procter Gamble, big company, big stock name. Here we see Procter Gamble having a decent day, 3.4%. They've just opened higher and continue to rally, and they had an earnings beat. So if we look at earnings, did better on earnings, also on revenue. They did release some concerns over their fiscal outlook for 2024 and sales there, but traders seem to shake this off. And right now, Procter & Gamble getting up to highs of the year. Now, an interesting one, we could take a look at Ford. This, actually, let's make sure we enter the ticker right. F, I don't know what to make of this one. If you own shares of Ford, I do not own shares of Ford, and I take that back. I have a small position in Ford for a full disclosure, working on another strategy. Not a big position, but I have to be 100% full disclosure for that, but I do not own it as a wheel position, and it is a small part of my portfolio. With that said, look at this, down 4%. And if we look at earnings, better than expected earnings, better than expected revenue, and they actually raised their full year guidance. So, hey, a bit of a surprise here. Earnings beat, everything looking good. Full year guidance, I mean, that's typically the magic words for a rally for investors to get behind it. But, hey, I just saw this, Ford recalling more pickup. So maybe there's some temporary concerns there. I didn't see this earlier. Nonetheless, Ford down. Ford taking a little bit of a beating here in spite of that earnings beat. All right. Let's go back over to PowerX Optimizer and go to the wheel here. And let's take a look at PNC. What's going on with PNC? So Marcus has not sold any calls. He still owns PNC. I have a cost basis of 136 on my PNC position, able to sell calls and loving it. I have sold the 136. Right now, the 135, or it's trading at 135.53. So I want to keep an eye on this because I am okay owning PNC for another week. If I'm looking at the calls that I've sold, I really have three options. One, I could just see what happens and if the market's going to tell me what my options are. But if the stock rallies past 136 and closes above 136 and I've sold the 136 call, then my shares get called away. I wake up Monday morning and I'm no longer in a PNC position. Now, if instead I do nothing and the market closes below 136 or the stock closes below 136, those 136 calls will expire worthless. And on Monday, I will look to sell calls again. Now, if I wanted to be in the trade for another week and I wanted to make sure that I didn't have those shares called away, I could roll. And Marcus and I have a rule of thumb that we are looking for 60% annualized in order to roll, because if we can't get a little extra premium than we typically get on the put side, then it might make sense to let those shares get called away, look for new opportunities, free up some buying power, or maybe take another shot at the trade, but after a pullback rather than owning shares near those highs, at least based on the chart that we have right now in PNC. And if I'm looking at the calculator here, if I were to roll those calls, so buying back those calls, selling next week's, if I was to do this going out, so you could roll out, which would be the same strike price. You could roll out and up, which would be rolling to a higher strike price, or you could roll down. That's not what I would do, which would be rolling out and down to a lower strike price. I like the idea of rolling out, maybe at times rolling out and up, but here, if I am to roll out to get my 60% annualized, I would need $1.82. And I'm just curious where I'm at right now on this one. Let's see here. So rolling out, it looks like there's $1.43 available, 47% annualized. So I'm going to watch this. I'm going to watch this because I really don't want these shares called away. So I might, it could be that the market makes the decision for us and there's nothing to do, right? PNC could close below 136. Those calls expire worthless. And then on Monday, I'm looking to sell calls again. And if PNC is even higher on Monday after those calls expire worthless, that's fantastic. I mean, that's the best case scenario. But if we're flirting with 136, I might choose to roll, and because there's some really nice premium there. It just doesn't meet the minimum criteria that would be my plan. And you know, I'm a big fan of rules and having a plan, knowing what to do and being disciplined as a trader. But being in this trade for a while, I want to put it to work. I'm not concerned right now with PNC just getting, you know, hammered and beat up. Anything could happen, right? I'm committed to managing this trade. I do believe that it's a good bank and solid. And this bounce here, this return back to levels that we saw early on in the banking crisis, I think it proves that PNC is a survivor here and it is a solid company. So, yeah, I'm going to watch this one. This one's going to be close. Now, let's look at CSIQ, because both Marcus and I sold CSIQ puts expiring next week. We sold the 35, got some nice premium on those 35s. Yesterday, PNC falling for the third day in a row. Today, a little bit higher, 36.42. I mean, this is where we are okay getting assigned at 35. So when the stock starts to drop, and anybody that isn't in our mastermind group that hasn't, doesn't have the, well, you could have confidence getting assigned and not be in our mastermind group, let's be honest. But I know that sometimes when traders first start selling premium and selling puts, that they are uncomfortable getting assigned. They don't want to get assigned. And there are some strategies where the goal is to never get assigned. And I believe that you're missing out, because when we do get assigned, and this is where this year with the market movement that we've had, we haven't had as many assignments as we typically would. But when we do get assigned, that's when it gets fun. That's what the wheel strategy is. Without getting assigned, it's not the wheel strategy. So we want to get assigned, but we also want to get assigned at levels that make sense, because if those puts go in the money, then that means that what the premium that we originally collected, we're taking a loss based on that original premium. But once we get assigned, it doesn't even matter, because we own shares and then we're looking to sell calls. And if we own shares and we're selling at the money calls or higher, that's where the big premium comes from. And if we can sell calls above our cost basis and make money on the stock and on the call side, all of a sudden we have some really, really nice profits on a good stock that we were able to buy at a discount from where it was trading. So getting assigned is a good thing, as long as you've done your due diligence, picked a good stock, and you're not trading crazy strike prices. So I'm absolutely comfortable getting assigned at 35. Yesterday, it was falling a little bit. Looked like, hey, maybe it's going to continue to slide today. It looks like the 36 level's holding up. There was huge premium at 36 last couple of days, but 35 felt more comfortable chart-wise. We could look at it in PowerX Optimizer, and we see that with the lowest close indicator acting as possible support. Oh, it's jumped a little bit, but previously it was 35.50 and also 35. 35 is still available, it looks like. You get 30 cents for next week if you still like it. Anyway, no problems with CSIQ. That's working out great. And PNC, working out great. I'm going to keep an eye on it the rest of the day. See where we're trading, see what the roll premium looks like. And I'm keeping an eye on Exxon. We'll see where Exxon finishes the day. So that's going to do it for today's video. If you like the video, please give it a thumbs up. If you're new to the channel, please subscribe. I'm going to be back here on Monday talking about opportunities that we've considered and also what's going on in these crazy markets. Until then, happy trading, everybody.